I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Betch bitch.
Betch bitch.
Oh,
betch
bitch.
Betch bitch.
Betch
bitch.
Betch
bitch.
Betch bitch.
A bitch,
a bitch, a bitch, a bitch,
bitch, bitch.
I love bitch,
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 a bitch, bitch.
I love bitch, bitch.
I love
bitch, bitch.
We love ourselves. A bitch, bitch.
I love doing the show.
Let's just do 45 minutes of this. Betch bitch.
About bitch.
Betch bitch.
Hello and welcome to Betch Bitch. It's that podcast. You know that podcast where you bitch about The Bachelor?
Yeah, we're back.
We're back.
Oh my god.
I'm Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And welcome to your fantasy.
I've had 3 glasses of wine. Naomi's on her first.
I've just had a sip. And I'm loose as a goose. So I posted on Instagram today asking if you, our patient listeners.
Beloved patient listeners.
Wanted one episode or two, which you like better. And you all said two, which made us furious.
Two and more wine.
Yeah. And more wine. So clearly you just like us when we're drunk. Well, you like me when you're drunk.
Well, loose. Yeah, I hadn't been
drinking
at all last week.
They're
going to
listen to you drunk and be like, no more wine.
No more wine. She's saying things that she shouldn't say.
Time for a sip. Bit of ASMR at
good?
The top for our listeners there.
Do men wank to that?
I mean, men wank to everything, but that's not the purpose of ASMR. There is sexy ASMR. But
yeah, I think I watched a video on somebody ripping that apart. It was weird.
Yeah, I don't think the ASMR community at large like it when
to wank. Yeah,
when people, everyone, yeah, they don't like it when people find it sexy because then it makes the whole thing seems like a sex thing, but it's not.
Yeah, I like when people cut the bath bombs or the like sand.
Oh yeah, that's good.
That looks cool.
I really like bath bombs. I want to like start a like bath bomb Instagram where I just drop bath bombs in the bath.
Yeah, that would be good. I think there's definitely got to be already some of those though.
Yeah, I just want to have
you just
lots of
do
baths
them too. Yeah, okay. I really like there's like this thing, I can't remember what it's called, but it's like these ladies, they do Barbie dolls hair. They like put like wigs and weaves on and stuff with like human hair so that they can dye it and like curl it and do it and make it look like a human's hair, and it's so amazing. And sometimes I just watch those for hours.
Oh, my God.
I don't know any of the accounts because I refuse to follow them, because if I follow them, I'll never not be on my phone. But when one of them comes up in the search thing, oh, my God, hours are wasted. Let's keep on looking, watching Barbies get their hair styled.
I actually really want to watch that. I told my friend to send me. He like watches.
You.
He watches videos of like wig making with like human hair, which is like they do it strand by strand. So they like put a strand through and then like tie it.
I would love to wear wigs. Would you love to have some wigs?
Hell yeah. I want so many wigs.
Yeah.
I just want to wear wigs all the time.
I'd love like big glamorous wigs and then like some like a pastel purple one as well as like some other big glamorous normal hair colors.
Yeah. I wore a wig for I was like acting in this thing last week and I had like I was playing Rapunzel and I had this big long blonde wig on and I fucking
oh, is that what that was? Oh, were you the? I thought you looked like the lady from Tangled, but I realized now that her name is Rapunzel.
Yes! Yeah, I played Rapunzel going for a job interview and not doing well because she's not following the the right guidelines that will be laid out in this educational video.
Oh, no, and her hair's always getting in the way.
That's literally what it was.
Was that one?
Yeah, but it was good.
How did I know?
It was good. It's just like educational video. It's kind of like Netflix for educational videos for schools.
Is that like
you? But they like get comedians to write and act in them. So
did you do one recently as well that was like a, maybe not recently, but a little while ago where you were like
yeah.
a princess as well with like, and that was with it was a real like kooky hair?
Yeah. Like really old timey. Yeah. That was my friend William as well, who I talked about last episode, who does like costume and set design and stuff. He like did those, it was like
those weird bow.
Big bow made of hair on my head. And I was so cranky because there were so many bobby pins in my hair holding that up. And he was like, ha ha, you look so funny. And I was like, die.
I mean, I did this acting thing and I had to do it for like, it was like 5 days in a row. And so they had to do my hair 5 days in a row. And I'd booked gigs to perform every night. So I couldn't just leave it in till the next day. Because what they did is they teased my hair, like teased it. And I have very thick hair. No. It's very hard to like get through it. They teased it and then they put in that like volumizing powder so that it stays in and it's real hard to get out, and then they put like fake dirt and twigs and stuff in it because of course that's the type of character I get cast as. Duh. Dirty girl, that's always me.
Twig bush girl,
literally dirty girl.
You are a dirty girl.
I'm not, I'm very clean.
You are very clean. Very I'm worried that because my house is a bit messy at the moment. I'm worried you're just walking through here and going, ugh, disgusting. Oh my god, that's so mean. That's so mean of you.
I'm joking.
I'm so genuinely self-conscious.
No, it's fine.
For those who want to know, our house is airtight and therefore we have a recurring mold problem, but we've got a dehumidifier and hopefully it's not going to come back.
Naomi, I'm not grossed out by your moldy house, okay? It's fine. Your moldy house is fine by me. We're in the room where there is no mold.
That's true. And it's not black mold, so it won't drive us crazy. We're crazy enough. Should we talk about the bachelor?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. So,
opening shot.
No date card.
Sunrise at dawn.
Mm-hmm. It's a honey badger. He says he's going to take Rhiannon out on a date.
Yeah.
And my first reaction was,
who the fuck is that?
Who is Rhiannon? Even though you brought her up last episode.
Yeah.
That didn't even register for me. And I was like, who the fuck is Rhiannon?
Yeah.
Anyway, Rhiannon is a woman.
She's the one who did the card that was the get out of mansion free card. And turns out it worked.
It did work. See? Very intimate.
It worked. Nick, this wine might have got to me. Nick, Nick apparently organized the hot air balloon and he said it cost him a lot of money. It didn't cost him any money. He didn't do it.
Yeah, he said, this is a grand date. A few grand. Broke the bank, actually, but it's not about that. I thought that was, it gave me a chuckle.
Also, later on, he made a joke about how he sewed the balloon himself.
Ha, 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 ha.
It's funny, because he didn't. Get it?
So it's this, like, big, heart-shaped, red, hot air balloon.
Yeah, he says.
And here I've written down, cool. And that's the tone I meant.
It's the bachelor, Naomi. Of course it's going to be a love heart.
Of course it's going to be a love heart hot air balloon.
What, did you think they were going to have a hot balloon shaped hot balloon? Jesus Christ, Naomi. Guess you've never watched a season of The Bachelor before. You pretend you're an expert. Guess you're not an expert.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Sorry about that character. I love that character.
Posh voice that keeps recurring.
It's like a weird posh voice. It doesn't sound like a posh voice I've ever heard.
It's like, yeah, okay.
It's like what you imagined in Townsville to be a posh person.
Yeah, I've never met a posh person. Okay.
I was going to claim that I was posh, but I have a moldy house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I'm joking, your house is beautiful. And you're not going to have mold in it soon.
Thank you.
Got the dehumidifier.
I'm going to get that mold off that you talked about.
I don't know if you noticed this, but multiple times throughout the hot air balloon date,
mm-hmm.
Rhiannon talks about how she's thinking about how she might have the opportunity to kiss Nick. Okay. She mentions this 3 or 4 times throughout the date.
Really?
Yeah.
In like talking heads.
Yeah.
In a little interview thing.
I know this because I had to watch The Bachelor twice, because the first time I watched it with my boyfriend and I wasn't paying attention as much as I should have been.
This is why we can't date men anymore, okay? They bring us down.
Yeah. Yeah. We can't date anybody because you can't trust anybody but yourself and your own intuition. Okay?
Why are you posh again?
I don't know. Yeah, anyway, so I had to watch it again. I had to watch the Do you know how hard it is to watch two episodes of The Bachelor and then have to watch both of those episodes again, like, and the next notes. Day and take notes again?
Wow, you love this show.
Yeah.
I asked you to watch with me that you'd never seen before.
Yeah, I love it. I love it so much, and I'm so excited that there's back-to-back seasons of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. I am psyched.
Fuck you, you're loving it.
No, I'm it's very fun.
Yeah.
I've actually gotten like whilst I'm into it, my boyfriend is seemingly way more into it. Like the other night I had to go to a gig so I couldn't watch it live, and I was like, oh, it's all right, I'll watch it on like 10 play tomorrow, and he was like, no, it's all right, I'll record it on the Foxtel box thing, and when you get home we can watch it together.
Oh, that's like, so cute.
It was very cute, but I was also like, you very much want to watch this. You absolutely, because he's like a very early to bed person. Mm. So like he's in bed by 10, like 10 o'clock he's asleep, you know, he's not staying up past 10 o'clock because he wants to get those 8 hours in. He's got a rule, half an hour before bed, no lights that aren't red tinted. So my phone, at a certain time, got to go to night mode because he doesn't want to see my phone screen if I hold it up towards bedtime and it doesn't have that red tint. He's worried it'll interfere with his sleep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and so...
so much fun.
Yeah, and so we stayed up. We started watching The Bachelor last night or whatever it was. Yeah. Oh, my God, it was only last night. It feels like so long ago. I've watched so many episodes of The Bachelor in 24 hours. We watched it last night at, like, 10 we started.
Whoa.
That's insane.
He's a man of routine.
Yes.
I know that much.
He's up every day at like 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And tries to talk to me and I'm like, no. I'm a late riser.
That's what I was watching it last night and my boyfriend was trying to like ask me questions about it. And I was like trying to write down notes and I was just like, ugh.
It's like, you can't.
Hang on. I'm writing down a quote from Nick Cummins. So... yeah, whatever. They're on a hot air balloon. I didn't write anything down for that. I don't care.
They're on a hot air balloon. Rhiannon is feeling the pressure to kiss Nick. Cuts back to the girls. They're at the bloody house. Now I'm talking like Nick Cummins, aren't I? They're bloody back at the house. They're bloody back at the scouse mouse. I'm going to stop rhyming.
Guess what they're talking about?
They're talking about the fact that Vanessa Sunshine does not give a fuck about Nick. It's not that she doesn't give a fuck. It's more that, like, she doesn't want to... like, obviously, she spent, like, 25 minutes with the guy.
Yeah.
She's not... she says that she's... like, they're saying that she's not physically attracted to Nick. Mm. And she's kind of being, like... she doesn't want to say no, but she doesn't know.
Yeah.
Because... and I completely agree with this. I'm not ever, like, physically attracted to people until I've spent time with them, because I can admit that somebody's like hot, you know, like Nick Cummins, hot bod, but I don't know if I'm actually attracted to them yet, you know, because you need to spend time with them.
A lot of people are like really, really hot, but I don't, like, I would never feel like drawn to someone.
Yeah, it doesn't make me want
to
fuck them.
It has to be their personality.
Yeah.
They have to be funny. That's my thing.
Yeah. Also, that's your thing?
Oh my god, that's my thing.
We have the same thing.
Oh, that's crazy. It's like humor is important to us for some weird reason.
Who knows? World's a weird
place. I'm also attracted to big features, is one thing I've noticed.
Yeah?
Is it because, like, my boyfriend is Sicilian. He has, like, a bigger nose. And I realize I'm also really attracted to Steve Carell, who also has a bigger nose. And I'm also attracted to Jermaine Clement, who has, like...
Big lips.
And I feel like that's my thing.
That's your thing.
It's like accentuated features on a very funny man.
Well, we were talking about, because you have small feet before, and I was saying I have big feet, which I'm going to hide from you so you don't fall in love with them. But your boyfriend also said that he also has weirdly big feet as well.
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring it up, but thanks.
Because big feet means big nose.
I just like big dick.
Yuck.
But what's yuck about that? It's just the human body, Danielle.
No, I hate that joke, Naomi. That's what I hate.
Oh, my God. This is why we'll never fall in love. Oh, You did the most demure little face just then, but no one could see it.
Thank you. Demure. Something nobody's ever described me as.
I'm changing your brand.
Thank you.
Thank me later. Or thank me now. So, yeah, Romy's bitching about Vanessa Sunshine. Why is she pretty? That's what she should say. So then there's a date card. First mm-hmm. in a while that we've actually seen. Because it's a group date.
Did you notice the tagline for the date card?
No, what was it?
It was, pack your sunscreen and toothbrush. We're going to paradise. Cut to a clearing in the middle of the bush where everybody's got swags. Since when has that been paradise?
That's what Nick Cummins would describe as paradise, I have no doubt.
I'm in a gross swamp. There's a lot of dengue fever around. I love getting bitten by mosquitoes. This is my favourite place. I love being in the swamp, the sticky swamp. Frogs crawling in my bag and snakes slithering in. Paradise! It's not paradise. Sorry. It's not paradise. Yes, I hated that was described as paradise, because do not get me wrong. I have spent time camping. I was a scout for a long time of my youth. Believe you me. I've been camping.
Okay? I don't think anyone thought that you hadn't been camping.
Believe you me, I've been camping. How dare you ever assume that I've not been camping. I've been camping plenty of times, okay? Once I went camping, I had to do this thing to get my, like, green cord, which is it's the highest cord you can get in Scouts. Anyway, and I think it was towards my green cord and my BP Scout Medallion, and I was one of the first females to ever receive it in Queensland. I got awarded to it by Quinton Bryce, ex-Governor General of Australia, and she is beautiful.
A lot of details.
Yes. Anyway, so me and my friend Jeffrey, we'd done Scouts together, we both did this thing together where we had to go orienteering and do hiking for, like, a number of, like, maybe like 3 or 4 days in the bush.
Yeah.
And we did that. And his dad drove us there to where we were going to start. He took us to the drop-off point, you know, which is about 2 hours outside of Townsville. And my dad picked us up. And on the way back, my dad had to wind down the windows because we stank so much. So listen, I'm all on board with camping.
That was the end?
That was the end.
The end is that you stink?
Yeah. I was just saying I've been camping.
Okay.
I've been camping, and I've had to, and it's not paradise.
I have also been camping.
It's fine.
I've also been camping a heap of times, actually, because my family used to go every year. We'd, like, drive for somewhere between 2 to 6 weeks up to, like, the desert in Australia.
A Simpson.
Every year. Simpson Desert. Cool. Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've been there.
My mum was there for her birthday.
I've been all the way to the Kimberley.
Bloody hell. You are talking to an Australian aficionado. See?
Thank you.
You got some bloody bush babes. Bush babes on the pod. Bush babe bitches.
We actually are. We're quite well versed. Anyway, I know what you mean. When you're there, you're like, this sucks. But it's actually really healthy for you. I did enjoy that. I always gained weight when I went camping because I had to get up and do, like, physical labor to, like, pack the tent up.
Yeah.
And I would eat, like, proper meals every time because I'm quite lazy, so I don't eat as much because I don't do anything. It was always my most healthiest, and then I'd go home and I'd be a little bitty girl again who didn't do anything. I thought it was really funny. So they read out the six girls' names. So it's going on the group date is Brittany, Shannon, Cass, Alicia, Romy, and Vanessa. No Cat here.
Because she's now no longer a main character.
Yeah. Yeah. She's dropped. Sorry. And then Vanessa's name gets read out and she's like, yeah, cool. And everyone's like, why aren't you excited? Why isn't she excited? And then she says, I'm not one of those girls who's going to be like, when my name gets read out.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's normal.
Yeah. Yay.
She's like, I'm excited. I'm excited on the inside. I'm not going to express it through body movements.
Yeah. That's normal.
I respect her so much.
I realize that I have done a full 180, but as I said in the previous episode. Thank you for
not saying 360, because a lot of people say full 360, which just leaves you facing the same way.
Yeah. I've gone through the full range of movements. I hated her, then I loved her, then now I hate her again. I've done a full 360. No. I've done a full 180. Well, a half one. No, I've done a full 180. Full 180. You can say full 180. It's a half 360. I've done a half 360, a full 180. And I, in the previous episodes, the editors had caught me. Now, I'm fully on Vanessa Sunshine now.
Mm-hmm.
She, and quite clearly in this camping episode, she was having fun going camping. I think she just hated being cooped up in the house with all these women.
Yeah.
These goddamn women. Women, am I right? Oh, yuck.
But before we get to that, let's head back to our date with Nick and Rhiannon.
Nick and Rhiannon.
Who's a woman who exists, apparently. So they get to... So they have their little couch time after the hot air balloon. And then Nick says, tell me if I'm... This is the question. What is love to you? To which Rhiannon just starts panicking.
It's hot. I mean, that is a hard question for anybody to answer.
Yeah. And, like, I get it. What is love to you? I was like,
Feeling?
Someone asked me that once. And I was with someone who I wasn't in love with, but I'd convinced myself I was. And ooh. I was like, it's when you're comfortable with them and you can see their vulnerability. And I'm like, now I'm like, no, that's not it. I was like, just like digging. I was like, what do I feel for this guy?
It's so, that's such a hard one. Because it's also like, no matter what happens, you're also putting that out on national television as well. So you're saying something that's extremely heartfelt and vulnerable to say.
Like, and also, she didn't get to ask him any questions. She didn't get to put him on the spot. I would love to see him try to string a fucking sentence together. I mean, I know we have that great quote, that great, amazing quote that I did last time when Dasha asked him, what do you think about kids? And
he's like, good tits. Have a good... Tom, but dogs, family too. I'd have a kid one day when time's right. That was the quote, word for word.
Yeah.
I also like that right before he asked this question about love, he'd said to the camera, on previous dates, I'd felt more chemistry early on. So good to, it's always good to amp up the chemistry with a really anxiety-inducing question. Yeah. Like, what does love mean to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So she, like, just stutters and bumbles her way through an answer. I felt so sorry for her. I was like, wait.
And then they show another talking head of her being like, I don't know, do I kiss him? What? Like, they show, like, throughout the all of the date. At the start, they showed, like, two or three talking heads of her talking about kissing and how this has, like, got to be an opportunity to do it. Because at the end of the day, this is a competition, you know? What you want to do, you got to go to the next stage. You got to kiss, don't you? You got to smooch.
Well, you have to catch up to the other girls. I think that's why they panic so much.
Yeah.
Like, that's why all of them are, like, trying to get a kiss because they're like, if I don't get a kiss, then I'm not where the other girls are. And, like, I actually do think that's true, but it's not something that you can force, and forcing it is just going to make it worse.
No. Forcing it has definitely made it worse in this season. It's made it worse for Romy, who sexually assaulted Nick, and it's made it worse for... Kat, who clearly made Nick feel uncomfortable.
Very embarrassing to watch.
So embarrassing and uncomfortable to watch. And it's made it hard for Rhiannon because she has said, like, should we kiss?
So you want to kiss?
Do you want to do it? Do you want to kiss? And then he said, here, let me hold you for a bit.
Oh, God.
Which is hard.
Yeah, and she's just giggling so much, and it's just so awkward, and he's just like, oh, and she's like, oh, do we kiss? Oh. And then and then they're like, okay, we won't kiss. And then they're sitting there, and then Rhiannon just looks up to the producers, and she's like, done?
Are we done now?
Done? And he's like, oh, we can finish the bottle of wine.
It's funny because it's like, obviously, like, she's not been on one of these one-on-one dates yet.
No.
And so, like, I feel like in other areas, maybe they make different groups of girls sit together and, like, okay, chat or whatever. And then they're like, they might be like, okay, guys, we're going to wrap it up now or something like that. And so she's assuming that the date's going to be that way as well.
Yeah.
Or something, because it doesn't seem like for them to cut out of it like that, it doesn't seem like any of it is natural at all. Mm. Like, for them to just be like, are we done now? Because nobody would say that if it felt natural what was going on. And it wouldn't, because there's definitely a camera crew of like 20 people around, yeah. Which is the most uncomfortable thing ever. Especially, imagine if you're the type of person who doesn't like public displays of affection or putting on public displays of affection.
Mm.
That's going to make you feel the most uncomfortable.
Yeah.
In the whole world.
What a nightmare.
This makes me... Do I need to tell a story? This makes me remember the time I was in a nightclub in Townsville.
Okay.
And I was hanging out with, I think, two friends. And...
We're back in Townsville.
It was like a bit after I turned 18. And my friends were like pressuring me to like... I don't know. They were like sort of like... I'm not friends with them anymore. they were like pressuring me. They're like, no, you gotta kiss somebody. And I was like, I don't really want to just kiss one of the random boys. I don't know. Anyway, they grabbed somebody and they were like, kiss him. And he was like, yeah. And then I decided to do like one of those kisses that's like in a comedy movie where you like just go like lick the entire of their face and do like a like a Will Ferrell kiss.
You're always on. You're always doing a bit, aren't you?
And I didn't tell anybody I was going to do that. And so I just did that. And everybody at the end looked at me like they thought I kissed like that. But in my mind, I thought everybody was going to laugh because they thought it was a comedy bit. But I didn't do comedy back then. So they just thought that I was licking a man's face. Anyway.
I mean, you were.
I would love to see that happen on the... I would love to see that happen on The Bachelor. I don't know why I got into that. I just feel like it's uncomfortable for everybody involved on this show. For, like, kissing and stuff and, like the pressure of it all.
Yeah.
Like, Rhiannon clearly had social anxiety. Like, when the producer pulled her aside then...
Well, after. Yeah, so she walks off after they've, like, the date's finished. They walk off. She walks off with the producer and we completely break the fourth wall, which I love. Love it when they do that. I'm like, ooh, we're getting behind the scenes, BTS. Mm-hmm. And it is fucking brutal.
Yeah.
So she's like, I don't know how to lean in for a kiss. I don't know. It's just a weird situation. She's, like, talking to him. Yep. And then the producer says – so then she starts crying, clearly because she's just, like, panicked and, you know, just, like, thrown off.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Like, I definitely have cried in just, like, situations where I've just been a bit, like, overwhelmed and it's not necessarily, like, you're super sad. Like,
yeah.
I feel like people read that as she's, like, super sad she didn't get
a
kiss.
I cry at the drop of a hat if I'm anxious.
Yeah. And then the producer says something weird. He's, like – because she's, like, I don't want to, like, be too forward. And he says, you're a girl. You can do what you want.
No, you can't.
No, you can't. Is he Robbie's producer as well? I feel like he might be because he's maybe. Just go for it. No one's gonna care if you just throw yourself at him regardless of
true. His body signals. Maybe he was trying to get her to do that. I hadn't thought about that angle of him trying to like get her to mack on super heaps.
It's fucked up.
That's real fucked up because you can't – imagine if somebody said that to a guy.
Yeah, they wouldn't.
They wouldn't because you can't do that. You can't just – and the girls shouldn't have been doing that. That's what was the issue with past girls is like, okay, shout out to the listeners. Everybody, consent is a big issue in society. Just double Danielle, check you're and read an people's bodies, like, body language. I have a – yeah. I just – I don't think that anybody should feel up. Inappropriately touched.
Feminism, okay? It affects all of us. Yes, we love men too.
We love dicks. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Oh my god.
Okay, edit that out.
I won't. How embarrassing. Anyway, I related to Rhiannon in that moment, not in the moment of like being like, should we kiss? But just, like, the fact that she was just like, oh, I don't know what to do and I don't know why I'm crying.
Yeah, she was like, it's awkward and unnatural. And it
yeah.
was.
Yeah, and it was. So, brutal. But she did get a rose. So, she's okay. She's here for another week. She saved herself right before she started panicking. So, then we go to the camping trip. And Romy says, Vanessa Sunshine is on this date, Devo. And that she gives her the creeps. And starts talking again how Vanessa Sunshine says that Nick's not her type and she wants to give him a makeover. yada yada. This is when Vanessa's like, I don't want to be her friend. Not everyone is going to love her and bow down to her, and I'm certainly not going to do it. And I'm like, yas, queen.
It's also like, you don't have to be friends with everybody.
Yeah.
It's fine to be like, because there's always going to be people in life who rub you up the wrong way.
Yeah, and Robbie's definitely started it in this situation, because you won't stop talking about Vanessa Sunshine, and Vanessa Sunshine is just like not fazed about it at all.
Yeah.
Like, she's just like, yeah, she's fucking annoying. I don't want to be her friend because she doesn't like that I don't smile, which is, women don't have to smile all the time, Romy. All right? The future is female. So, yeah, Cass is on the date, and she says there's a lot of big personalities on the date. They're going to clash, but as far as I'm concerned, you go for it because that gives me more time to spend with Nick. I'm like, yes, Cass.
I like her.
Cass has her eye on the prize. And then Romy says, I froth camping.
Yeah.
And this is the point where I wanted her dead.
Yeah. So I also like that she said, before she said I froth camping, she said, I may not look like it, but I froth camping. Because you should all judge a book by its cover, guys. Everybody looks like what they are. That's what I'm saying. And she's trying to tell you not to judge a book by its cover, but at the same time, she's so saying deep. That I know you didn't think I could camp, but I can camp. But later on, she shows that she's actually not great.
She's not great at camping.
She's not great at camping.
When she said I froth camping, it reminded me of that Freudian Nip video. They're this sketch group that we love.
So great. So great.
And they did a sketch of like the recent lib spill. It was like Peter Dutton and whatever. It was like them as like private school girls. And it just like totally reminded me of that. And I'm like, of course she fucking went to a private school. Because
yeah.
It's like, I think Jenna's like, 48 people are still frothing me. So it just like reminded me exactly of this. And I was like, you were born into money, weren't you, Romy?
Well, I'm going to stay with Vic when I'm in Sydney. So maybe if mm-hmm. The Bachelorette's on, because Vic said she's a very big fan of The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah. Get her on the pod.
We'll get her on the pod. Oh, get her on the pod. Guest spot.
Yep.
And she froths the pod. She froths the batch.
She froths the pod. I mean, well, she said she liked the idea of it. I don't know if she's actually listened. I guess we'll find out.
Well, like, we'll
if
find
you're
out.
Listening, message us.
We're not going to message you independently.
No.
We'll know.
If you don't message us, we'll know you hate us.
So.
I froth Vic.
I froth Vic too. She's great. I froth
Freudian Nip.
I showed her a video of the Barbies making wigs.
Oh, really?
The Barbie wigs.
Why
and
did
she
you show
was.
It to me?
Because you weren't there, Naomi.
Really, Matt? So I introduced.
I showed her and Hum.
I introduced. And Hum. Okay.
Yeah, I hang out with your friends sometimes.
So I introduced Vic and Danielle, and I said that I told Danielle they're not allowed to be closer than I am to either of them because that's the rules of friendship. And
we won't be. Don't worry.
Good. If you start to get too close, you have to
Vic,
start a
if
fight.
You're listening to this, don't worry. Naomi doesn't know how close we are. I love you always, and I'll text you tomorrow. Okay. Got to get back to the pod. Okay. Bye. Love you. Bye. Okay. Bye. See you soon. Bye. Love you.
Okay. I'm over that. I'm over that name. Mad. So they set up camp. And they roll out these swags, and like Romy's whole thing is like Vanessa's gonna be awful at this, and Vanessa's there in she's got sensible heels on, not sensible for camping, but for heels they're quite sensible. And then Romy says, "Oh my god, she's wearing fucking stilettos. They're not stilettos. Do you know what a stiletto is?
They're almost like a wedge.
Exactly. A stiletto has a thin stem, and this is not a stiletto. Anyway, whatever. Romy doesn't know what shoes are. And then it turns out Vanessa grew up in the country. She had a pet donkey.
Yeah.
And
Vanessa got her swag up fucking fast.
Yeah, faster than anyone. She got it up so fast in heels. And then Romy says
she kicked her heels off if you watch the video.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she kicked them off.
She really is.
She's a country girl. She put her foot in the dirt. Do you know what's in the dirt? Parasites. Only a real country girl will put her foot in the dirt.
Do you identify with Vanessa Sunshine now?
Yes. Okay. Is that a problem?
Not at all. I identify with her too because I'm hot. and so she got her, she got her swag up so fast, and then Romy's like, that was really irritating to watch.
Yeah, Romy's like, oh, so Vanessa's showing us this fake ass person. I was like, maybe she's showing you actually her personality because you haven't spent enough time with her, because she genuinely seems to be enjoying this time. Like, you see her like,
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Like, you see her smiling heaps. Like, when she's having fun, she's like so proud of herself that she did it, because this is the first time she's ever been camping. She's like,
yeah.
Yes, I got my tent up.
Yeah.
And then they go quad biking, and she's having so much fun and laughing so hard at Romy, because Romy's trying to chase after Nick, and Nick does fishtails yeah. and it's like shoots shit in her eye. And then you can tell that Romy's like trying to not be angry at him.
Yeah.
But she's very it's angry
so
at
she's
him.
Like, she's trying to show this other side of herself. It's so fake. I'm like, it's quite real. I mean, yeah. More than one side. Don't be
mad. You just don't know it.
She's so mad. I thought it was so funny watching him like try to light the fire, because he literally had six women just like crowding around him. And it reminded me of when I went on engineering camp when I first started uni, because...
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Engineering camp?
Yeah, yeah. So there's a committee. I was like full into the social committees when I was at uni, so because I did an engineering degree. So I went to the... It's called MESS. It's Monash Engineering Student Society. And so I went to MESS camp, and there was 9 girls. And it was just so funny because...
How many boys?
Like 80.
I was gonna guess 80. That's so incredible. 1 to 10. The ratio was 1 to 10.
I mean, it might have been more than that. It might have been more than that. I think I've exaggerated. But I do no. So there wasn't 9. There was more than 9. But there was definitely like a high ratio of like men to women. And I just remember on the dance floor, this is where I get the number 9 from. I was on the dance floor at one point, and I looked up and I saw there were 9 women on the dance floor, and we were all completely spread out, and we each had about like 8 guys around us.
Yep.
It was so funny. It looked like a little pattern of like nuclei or something. Just weird.
You can see like there's like a different type of woman for each, like a like. And so you could see what each group of men were into?
I think it was just whoever was closest, to okay. be honest. It was just so funny. And it was like the first time that more than one man had ever been into me. And I was, man, like boy had ever been into me. And I was just like, fuck yeah, I'm fucking hot.
I'm using my sexuality.
Yeah. But anyway, I ended up being on that committee for 4 years.
Yeah.
I was way into it.
4 years. How long was that the entire time of uni? How long was your uni degree?
5.5.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How old are you again?
12. I'm 25.
Whoa. When do you turn 26?
Next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, that was like the first 4 years, yeah, of my degree. I was on this like social committee. I don't mean to brag, but I won queen of that camp. So
wow,
should be intimidated.
1 out of 8.
Okay, it was probably like 30.
I'm more impressed who won king.
Shout out to Sully, he won king. Good man. Nah, a bit of a shit, but nice friend who I haven't talked to in several years.
Oh, that'll happen. You'll lose a few along the way.
It's fine. So, shit, what are we talking about? Yeah, so then he takes some quad biking, and yeah, Romy's like right up his ass trying to be right next to him, and she's just copping a face full of dirt the entire time. And Vanessa's like hanging back, but then you just see her like just like
gunning it,
speed down this hill, and even like the honey badger sees it because he's stopped because she was so far behind. But it's just so she can do like a bunch of stunts.
Yeah, she's having fun.
Yeah, yeah, she is, and it's like so cool to see. I think it's, I love her.
It also shows how independent she is.
Yeah, she's like, phase.
I don't need to be following you everywhere and keeping up with you. I'm doing my own thing, dude. And you know what? I'm gonna meet you at the end of the day, and we can talk about what fun we had. But we don't need to be with each other all day.
No. Also, you're just a random guy that I don't know very well. So, I'm just going to have fun.
Bye.
Yeah. It's just like, she is the most realistic person on this show, because
apart from Steph Crothers,
our queen, because like this is not. The Bachelor is not the real world. The Bachelorette is much closer to the real world because in no place in the real world are there 25 women who are like, I have to get to this one man. Yeah. Men are a dime a dozen. I'm sorry. But any man listening to this is like a total cuck, I'm sure. that is the highest compliment I can give a man, just to be clear. Like, it's just not, it's not realistic. It's like men don't, women don't fall over themselves for men. It's just not how it works. I don't know why it's not how it works, but it's just like, I just go on my friend's Tinder as a joke and these guys like will just, they will just try to keep the conversation going so hard. Like, I was on my friend's Tinder and I sent a gif of a baby and he sent a gif of a toddler. And then he was like, oh, look, he grew up, haha. And I was like, who grew up? And he's like, oh, the baby. And I was like, that's not the same baby. And he's like, no, just a joke. Oh, don't worry. And I was like, I don't get it.
Naomi, that's...
And we kept it going for so long and it was so funny. And he was so patient.
I do not understand men on dating apps. I've been with my partner for maybe like nearly 3 years now, I suppose.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Before that, I did, like, when I moved to my mom, I did some Tindering, and every time I would do it, I would, like, occasionally, I would be like, okay, I'm going to meet up with somebody to see what they're like, and every time at the end of the date, I would delete the app. And then in 6 months' time, I would log on again and be like, maybe it will. No. The first man I went on a date with, he was like, I hadn't told him I did comedy. And he was like, oh, the comedy festival's on. Do you want to pick out a show and we can go? And I was like, yeah, sure. Why don't we go to Ann Edmund's show? He was like, okay. And then when we got to the show, when we were waiting in line to go in, he said, I was surprised when you picked this show because I don't generally find women funny. That's when, to me, I was like, okay, goodbye. But then throughout the show, he was like smacking his knees. He was laughing so hard because Etta was so funny.
Yeah.
She's the best.
Shout out. I'm sure she's listening.
Never. She's so funny. And at the end of the show, he was like, oh, my God, that was so funny. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I gotta go. Bye. And then...
You gave him a comedy education.
I gave him a comedy education.
That's actually like a humanitarian act.
Yeah. And then the next guy, it was like he'd clearly read some sort of, like, thing on how to, like, show women that you're interested. So, touch them and stuff. Yeah. And so... But the thing is, like, I'd got us a table somewhere. And also I had a gig to go to and I hadn't told him that. But he... And I'd organized the meeting for like 5 or 6 p.m. The meeting of the minds. So that we could like meet up before I could like say, I got to go now and go to my gig. And the table that we were sitting at was like a meter and a half wide. And so it was like quite hard to touch the other person.
No.
And so he kept on trying to like touch me, but it was just very grabby. And then he was like, what are you doing later? And I was like, oh, I'm going to go watch my friend DJ at this thing or whatever. And then he'd never heard of the bar. And then later on he turned up at that bar and I was like, ah, and then he was like, you haven't replied to my text message. And I was like, I was busy. And then I had to send him a message being like, hey, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, not for me. The grabbing was too much.
You didn't say that though, did you?
Yeah, I said that.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Ugh, I love you.
And then the third one was just, I would never say that. He was a nice man, but not for me.
Oh, yeah. I had Tinder for 3 days.
Yeah.
And then I deleted it. That's the one time I had Tinder.
Yeah.
I had like a really dirty joke in my bio.
What was your joke? Mine was about pigs.
Of course it was.
It was so bad.
What was your bio?
I think it was like, it was me discussing, because there's like multiple pig emojis. Mm. It was me discussing my thoughts on all the pig emojis. Okay. I'll see if I can find it, because a few people like sent me screenshots of it.
That's beautiful.
So I'll see if I can find a screenshot and we'll put it up on them. I mean, we're so far behind on the Instagram.
A quote from you was my friend's Tinder bio for a while, actually.
Oh, she. I think that friend also had it as her Instagram handle, that no one says no to thirst.
Oh, yeah, maybe it was just her Instagram handle. Yeah, yeah, which is just a joke of Danielle's. rape joke. Edgy.
Well,
anti-rape.
Yeah, thank you. Not pro. It was me calling out him.
Yeah, call out culture. I love. My... Oh God, my Tinder bio was, good things come in small packages, but yours better not be.
Oh, nay. How old were you?
19, 20.
Oh, wow, that's young. Yeah, that's fine. I want to know what my sister's Tinder bio is. Hey, if anybody's got...
Please don't tell our listeners to find your sister on Tinder.
Her name's Tara.
Yeah, but when I had that dirty thing, when I had the dirty bio, like, people just, God, like, the guys who would message me, they were just, like, too horny, and it just, like, freaked me out. So then I took it out, and then the guys were nicer, but I was still just like, this is so tedious, and I got rid of it. But there was this one guy, when I had that dirty joke, we were just having a completely normal conversation. Well, not that normal, I guess. He was like, hey, did you know your name is Imone backwards? And I was like, yeah. And but then I was like, my sister's names are Melanie and Kylie, which backwards are I nail 'em and I lick. Which-
oh, my God.
And then, like, we talked about something else for a little bit. And then he was just like, hey, how about I nail you and you lick me? And then hey, I just, like, blocked him immediately. I was like, that's disgusting. Leave me alone.
Don't get your sisters involved in it. That's weird. Stop mentioning my sisters when I'm trying to...
Yeah. Yeah. But back to my original point. If that had been a woman saying that to a man, he would have been, like, goldmine. Do you know what I mean?
Wait, what?
My point was that it's much easier... for a woman to get a date from a man than the other way around.
Oh, yeah.
And so, therefore, women are the, I'm sorry to say this, commodity, like, that the men are trying to get, but they can't.
Yeah.
So that this whole thing is surreal and backwards.
Yeah, it's very strange to see. Like, yeah, Vanessa is very much like, what? Okay, so I'm not going to chase after you.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah, I think that the only time, none of these girls know this guy.
No, it's all artificial.
Yeah, so why would they chase after him?
I mean, he has money.
Does he? He probably spent it all on that goddamn hot air balloon. Call back!
Himself. he's on, like, every second ad on TV.
True. Tradie Baby.
He's on Tradie Baby. He's also on, I saw him on a different ad as well. I've seen him on at least three different brand ads.
Bonds? Is that the same?
That you would not, he would not have Tradie and then also Bonds. That would be crazy.
I think Tradie Baby and Bonds, I think. Or not, I think Bonds. They're the same thing.
They're like both underwear brands. There's no way. It was some other.
But isn't Tradie Baby with Bonds?
No, it's a Tradie.
Is that a brand?
Yeah, he models their underwear. But because like predominantly women watching, that's why they advertise baby clothes.
Oh. Jesus Christ, not all of us want to have a baby.
Well, I mean, not all women want to buy men's underwear, so I think it's a better bet.
True.
So they have some, so they, okay, we're back. We're still camping.
Yeah.
Romy tells, we have so much to go. Romy tells Nick that Vanessa isn't attracted to him, basically. Mm-hmm. It's like, she's, I'm worried she's here for the wrong reasons because she said she's not attracted to you. So then Nick's like, So, Nick pulls Vanessa aside and is like, you're not attracted to me.
Well, he didn't even say that. He was like, hey, Vanessa, let's have a chat. And she was like, okay, so me and Romy, we don't see eye to eye. Yeah. She thinks that I'm not attracted to you. And whatever. And he's like, are you attracted to me? And she's like, well, you've got nice teeth.
Yeah. Which is basically, I think, her way of saying, you're not poor. She basically, yeah, says that I need to know someone to be attracted to them, which Nick takes as...
She's not
attracted to me.
Which is a weird one because it's just like, I feel like a lot of people, like, I know that I'm not attracted to somebody until we've talked properly.
Same. You, me, Ariana Grande.
Ariana.
She's, like, basically the third member of the podcast. Yeah, it's like a lot of people like that. But then he's like, oh, you know I'm not the best looking rooster out there, you know, but there's someone for everyone. Hooroo.
Yeah, and that's one we knew. We knew what was happening.
Yeah.
After he said Huru.
That's like the only funny thing he said the whole season was Huru. When he said Huru.
Huru Magoo.
That was like surprised. Him panicking. Him coming to terms with his flaws.
Oh my God, not everybody wants a piece of the badge.
Huru.
I was just confused because it's like she wasn't saying that she wasn't attracted to him. She was saying that the way she gets attracted to people is different to the way that other people get attracted to people.
Yeah, she doesn't know him well enough.
Yeah, so it's like she's saying, I could be, but I don't know yet. I don't know you well enough. And he's like, yeah. Well, when I see somebody, I know. Oh, no, what I want to do if I don't want to do it, all right?
So, then we go back. They're having dinner.
It's night time.
It's very cute because Vanessa Sunshine just starts cooking the burgers. She's problem solving. She's like, we can put them on this thing. She grills all the burgers for everyone because she's a queen. She's the one and only queen. And then they start heading to bed. And Romy says, I need to do something to get Nick's attention.
You missed something. They showed a clip of just like the girls hanging out around by the fire, and Nick had brought his ukulele with him.
Oh, I completely missed this.
He was sitting by the fire with his ukulele, and I was like, oh no, those poor girls.
I think I might have just repressed this memory.
I'll find a clip. Like, I'll take a photo and put it up on the Instagram. Be like, that annoying guy at the party.
Thanks for telling us what the funny caption will be.
I'll change the caption to something else because I'm not a one-trick pony. Duh, I can think of another funny caption, okay? I can think of like four.
Okay. She's back.
I'm not. I'm good at social media, darling. Oh my God. I hate whatever that was.
We need to talk about the Real Housewives of Melbourne because you would fit in, babe.
Can I do that? No, I can't.
What?
I would not be a good Real Housewives of Melbourne.
Well, you need to be a housewife.
I could absolutely. That's my dream job. It's not, but I would do it.
You'd be content with anything.
I'm honestly quite content as long as I can, like, buy a breakfast.
Oh, I need help. Okay, that's what I'm getting from your...
I have, like, zero money, and I'm like, yeah, it's all right. It's not the worst thing in the world, you know? Whatever.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have nighttime, and then Cass hears something. Oh my God, it's Romy getting in to Nick's swag.
Cuties.
There they are, giggling. That's all we hear. We just hear a lot of giggling, and then fade to black, and then it's the next morning.
Yep.
Romy is just, people are like, oh, how's your sleep? Romy's like, oh yeah, great. Then we get a little talk with Romy and Alicia, and Romy says, yeah, I spent about 10 minutes in his swag, and was just like, bit cute and a bit fun. She's like, I felt like I was in high school. And I was like, I did too, cunt. What are you doing?
Yeah.
How old are you?
She's 30.
From what you said.
I also, then Alicia went and told Cass what had happened.
Of course.
And then Cass was like, I just don't think that's the right thing to do. And then Alicia said, I would have done the same. And I was just like, what do you mean you didn't?
Yeah.
You didn't do it.
Well, her swag wasn't next to his. But also,
were all 3 meters away.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, like...
Yeah, absolutely.
You didn't do it because you wouldn't have done it. Also because Nick would have been like, sorry, have I seen you before? who are you? Never seen you in my life.
So one thing I did notice is that Cass and someone else, I don't even know who the other women on this date were. She gets up early and starts doing all the... Oh, yeah, it was probably Brittany.
Yeah, that was...
They were just, like, up doing dishes early. And I feel like Cass is the girl who gets up and, like, cleans. Or she'd get up early at, like, a house party when everyone slept over.
Well, she's got motivation.
And she would just, like, clean everything just to be polite. Yeah. And I'm like, fuck yeah. Because I'm never that person. I, like, sleep in and I let everyone else clean everything. And every time I'm like, ugh, I should help. But I never do.
Yeah, she is the girl with motivation. In an earlier clip, we saw her talking ahead of her, and she was just outside, like, doing weights and stuff. And I was like, oh, okay, you properly do stuff.
You have priorities and you care about yourself.
You don't just, like, scroll on the phone. Okay, what should I buy?
I'm offside with Cass now.
Personalized shampoo. Me feel bad
about myself. So then... Nick pulls Cass aside for something single date time.
Ooh.
Finally. What the fuck, Nick?
Also, we haven't stated yet that on this date, so the six girls that got taken away, one of them will be eliminated.
Yeah.
Which I just want to say makes Rhiannon's rose null and void.
Yeah.
She didn't need that rose. Didn't matter.
But it's the symbol of the rose,
mm-hmm.
which was I like you. But then she panicked anyway and she
didn't.
Basically lost it. Oh, well.
So Nick takes Cass alone on a single date.
Yeah.
Nick says nothing happened with Romy and he...
So Cass asks him about Romy, which is, I really like that. I think she can be...
She's allowed to ask him.
She's an anxious person, but then she'll just say something if she wants to say it. You know, she'll build up the courage or whatever, which I respect and I love her. So, yeah, she's like, what happened with him? And he says, oh, the zip was open the whole time, like completely open. We just like looked at the stars and nothing happened, which I believe him.
And Nick offers to make a swing for her. He's like, she offers to climb up the tree.
Oh my God, I love Cass so much.
And put we gotta
build this rope swing. And she's like, you want me to climb up?
And then he's like, no, it's all right. Let me do this for you. And then throws the rope over the tree.
Yes, because she would have done it and she would have nailed it and it would have been fine. Like, she would have climbed a tree. God, I respect her.
This is also the moment in the season that I noticed that Cass looks like Nala from The Lion King.
You mean the lion?
Yes. Yes, I do mean the lion. I'll do a side by side for the Instagram.
Okay.
She does look like Nala. I don't believe
you, but I'll wait for the side by side.
And then pretty much nothing else happens on the date.
Well, hang on, because they have a bit of a chat. And he says in a talking head aside, he says, my feelings are evolving with Cass, which gives me great hope. I don't think she's going to win, but it was nice to see him actually say that he has feelings for her because, like, I just feel like she's been so disrespected. But don't interrupt my tangent with a photo of Nala.
They look the same. Sorry.
I don't agree because that isn't – you've shown me a picture of an animated lioness.
They look the same. That's why I got this proud smile on my face.
Anyway, it was nice to see Nick talk about the feelings he has for Cass and that they're evolving and that they're there. But then, like, Cass is like, do you remember that we had a hug? And he says, sometimes I feel like that's all we need. And I was like, fuck you.
Yeah, it was a long hug.
We don't
hug.
Need to talk.
She,
we don't need to interact.
I felt so sorry for her because she was like, when she was like, do you remember the long hug we had? And she just, like, you could see she was so happy to just be spending time with him. And she just looked like you could tell that she had butterflies being around him.
Yeah.
And that was very sweet, but also he's a bit of a – he's playing the field.
Yeah, tell you what. He's got a few girls going, I've noticed. So then it's time for the rose ceremony. We see a subtle Tresemme product placement.
I wrote that down too. Somebody's zipping up their bag and you see two side-by-side shampoo and conditioner bottles. Also, they were gone for a night and these were like 2-liter bottles of each product.
Yeah, when they were camping. And I think it was it Vanessa Sunshine's
bag? Yeah, and she's got the longest hair.
There's no way that she buys Tresemme.
No.
No way. She's buying Aesop or better. And that's coming from me, who just bought Aesop shampoo.
I knew that's why you said that.
And Danielle did compliment my hair and say, wow, your hair looks great. And I was like, thanks, it's Aesop. Which is actually pronounced Aesop, but I don't want to appear above everyone.
Well, too late.
Too
late. You did.
Okay, I actually did want to do that. I'm fancy now. That was me trying to do your voice.
Wrong, it would be, I'm fancy now.
Okay. You sound like a 90-year-old woman.
Yeah. So that's who the most, like, posh women are. Hello.
True.
I've got a bathtub. I'm having a rose petal bathtub. Put some milk in it. Good for my wrinkly skin.
Stop it, please.
Never. I'll never stop it.
Why are you lounging? Danielle is literally, like, completely lying down. She looks like Rose in Titanic saying, paint me like one of your French girls.
I am lying down that way. Now I'm still sitting up cross-legged. But I've had 3 glasses of wine and I've not eaten enough today to like make me not be drunk.
I'm taking a photo. Okay, so whatever. Osha appears full suit and then he's like, time for a rose ceremony. So then they just like get into gowns. But mm-hmm. I feel like they don't have time to put like proper makeup on.
Yeah, I love seeing their makeup and hair.
Yeah, it was just like...
It's just like bedraggled.
Yeah. So then they have the rose ceremony. Cass's name gets called first, which yep. I think was... So Cass mentioned at some point, she was like...
She got called last.
Yeah, she was like, I got called last. Does that mean you don't like me? Mm. So now I feel like Nick's not going to do that again. So yeah. Although she didn't get a rose in her like single date time on the camping trip, she does get the first rose here, which I think was nice by Nick to yeah. just like not let her panic because clearly she's an anxious person.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go down. I thought Alicia was going to leave. I literally tweeted, goodbye, yeah. Alicia.
I thought she was going. I was like, who the fuck is this woman? No, I've never right? seen her before. She just seems to be somebody who everybody but Nick talks to.
She's just a commentator. And so it gets down to the last two. It's Romy and Vanessa Sunshine. And mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, God. I know what's going to happen, but I'm pissed off about it.
Yeah.
Please send Romy home. No. He... I'm so upset. He sends Vanessa Sunshine home.
Mm-hmm.
And I, what a waste. What a waste of all of our times. Couldn't you have just kept her there for us?
Yeah, the real women.
Yeah, like whatever. They weren't going to end up together. We all know that. It's fine. But it's just like, we have to sit through another fucking week of Romy being a little bitch.
Yeah, also, couldn't they have had like, he could have organized a one-on-one date with Vanessa. Like, she's not had a one-on-one time apart from the love heart smashing thing with the ceramics, like after Kat had just been a complete bitch to her.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, she would have been a bit flustered and like just get her, have a one-on-one time because she was having fun on the quad bikes. Like if she had done that thing on the boat, I reckon she would have had heaps of fun.
Yeah, exactly. Ugh, whatever. He doesn't deserve her. Vanessa Sunshine, we love you. We're so proud of you. Please come on the pod.
Love you, babe.
She's Melbourne too.
Everybody, add her, get her on the pod, just tell her that Danielle's done a full 180, gone from hate to love. I don't know if I hated her. Did I say I hated her? Maybe. I don't know.
I think you did. And I was like, just hold up.
Yeah. It was all the editing, babe. Woman. I love you. I'm sorry. I didn't believe in you
yep.
from the start. Naomi did, but be good to get you in this spare bedroom.
I know this game.
Sit on the floor with us.
Good to get you in the man cave. So you go on her Instagram, she did this like huge speech, which honestly I thought was so dumb.
I watched like, all three.
Just clips. Leave it unsaid, but I understand why she prepared it because she posted it right after. I think she recorded it prior, but I don't think she expected as many people to like her.
Yeah.
And in this final episode, everyone fell in love with her. And then she posted this thing being like, I was just being myself, but she didn't need to use that defense because everyone had fallen in love with her by that point.
Yeah. I like when she did a poke her tongue at The Bachelor on the way out. She was like, she knew it was coming. She was like, having a bit of fun.
Did she poke her tongue on the way out?
Yeah, she poked her tongue at him when she went over to hug him or whatever.
Are you talking about the episode before when she got a rose?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, she was not happy about it, but...
Yeah, she was upset with this because she'd said in the previous episode one of the mean girls needs to go, and guess what? None of the mean girls went.
There.
They're all still there.
If one leaves, it'll be Alicia, which will not affect it at all. We still have Romy yeah. and Kat friggin' bitching out.
Alrighty. That's the end of the episode then? All yeah. Vanessa's gone, upsetting. Do we What's need to point? Read some more reviews?
What's the point? Yeah, we have two more reviews to two read.
Naomi's got some reviews to read.
Yeah. Jodie Hawk. And she says, and this is quite interesting. This is quite an interesting review. She says, I don't write reviews, but obviously this podcast is amazing, but I write this review mainly to suggest a queer version of The Bachelor that maybe could work. You could have The Bachelor as a bi man and have contestants be gay men and straight women, or alternatively, a bi bachelorette with lesbian and straight dude contestants. It would never happen, but it would definitely make for better drama. Anyway, this podcast is amazing and everyone should listen. Thanks, Jodie Hawk. Now, Danielle and I both read this and Danielle was immediately like, this won't work. And I was like, why not? this is perfect. And then I was just like,
well, because the straight women work, because that's still the current formula, but the gay men doesn't work, because the gay men can still then just be like, well, I don't need to be with the bachelor because he's annoying.
Now, interestingly, I don't know if you know this, Danielle, but someone has used that formula before.
Have they?
Yes.
For The Bachelor?
No, not for The Bachelor.
Oh, for a show.
For a show.
What is the show called?
It was called A Shot at Love.
Okay.
And it was, I don't know if you know this girl, her name's Teela Tequila.
Wait, I've heard of that name. What's she look like? I've heard of her, but I don't know.
So she's like a, I can't even remember why she's famous, but so she's, they're describing her as cyber hottie Teela Tequila. Now, I can't tell you the outcome of any of this. Maybe I need to do like a quick analysis next time. I probably should have done it. But I just remembered that, it was this, because she's bisexual, and it was this TV show where she had straight men and gay women, or, you know, whatever, people who were attracted to her on the show. And I just remember they had this, in the first episode, they had a competition where they had to dance on a cage, in a cage, and they separated them, men and women. And the women were just like doing all these like sexy dances against the poles of the cage. And all the men were just acting like, almost like monkeys. Like they were like, ooh, like trying to be all like masculine and stuff. And it was like not working at all. Anyway, I can't remember if that worked or if they hooked up. If they hooked up, they probably didn't show it, but it was also like a much trashier TV show. But I highly recommend. I do not recommend Teela Tequila now, because I really need to unsubscribe from her YouTube channel. She thinks she's the reincarnation of Jesus.
What?
And she's a big Donald Trump supporter and also a Nazi, even though she's Asian.
Huh?
Yeah, she's got a lot going on. Oh, poor Teela Tequila.
Oh, Teela. Why you do that, Teela?
Yeah, oh, Teela. Anyway, yeah, Teela Tequila, do not recommend. She had this, like, photo, her, like, Twitter banner was her standing next to Donald Trump at his desk, but she had this, like, swastika on her arm.
Oh, no.
Anyway, she's gone downhill a bit. I think she needs...
A bit?
A bit.
Just a tad.
I mean, she wasn't at the top of her game. No, I will research that show and find out if it...
was there... Works. Did you say there was another review?
There was one more review. This review starts, Cool Bananas, which is...
it's a callback to... Did you say that was a callback to that guy, Mark?
Richie Strawn. Yeah, oh, Bachelor Season 4, I believe.
Yep, I remember when you gave me the rundown of Bachelor Season.
Cool Bananas. I've always found The Bachelor way too drawn out for the drama to be entertaining, but this podcast is my way of catching their secondhand content in a more pleasant manner. Does that make sense? Also, the intros and outros slap. thank you so much. You are correct, Reginald Mojo. Thank you so much for listening. This episode has gone a bit over time, but I don't fucking care because I'm out of glass.
I feel like they all are, and I'm sorry, but by the end of the season, there's going to be 3-hour-long episodes each.
2 a week. What a fucking nightmare. Again, at Batch Bitch Pod, Instagram and Twitter, please fucking email us at batchpodcast@gmail.com. Go on our Facebook if you're crazy. Kevin McLeod does our music, and rate and review us on iTunes, please, because it helps people find us. And tell your friends about it. And also tell Vanessa to come on the show.
Tell Vanessa and keep on, just keep atting whoever you want on. Steph, I mean, she's got to talk to her publicist, but don't let her forget. Keep on her back. And Vanessa. And Osha. And all the others that I do not remember.
Yeah.
These are the first two anyone that, like, we know. Oh, get Kayla on. Kayla, the energy healer.
Which Kayla?
Kayla, the energy healer who stopped Nick on the way out. No, not that one. the one who was like...
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Good. Oh, we all know who you're talking about.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, love her.
Yeah.
Maybe she can heal us. She can heal me. You don't need healing.
Heal us. Do energy readings to us, Kayla, because you probably didn't have enough time to do it on everybody in the house.
Won't get enough time. Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.